here today and appreciate what we feel in this service this morning and what the Lord's doing here today. So we're going to the book of Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3 verse 11. And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, the Lord said, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." Hallelujah. "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." Everybody say, "I am." I am. Amen. That's interesting. I am. Praise the Lord. I want to preach this morning about God is a verb. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. When people talk about God, we use nouns to describe him. The Bible is full of nouns that describe God. We call him God. And then we call him light, and we call him love, and we call him life, and the root, and the branch, and the star of David, the captain, and the shepherd of our salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lamb of God, El Shaddai, the Lord of hosts, and he's the God of war, and he's Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. And we use multiplicities of nouns to describe God. But when God referred to himself, he said, "I am." Very simple. I am. You see, that's the present tense of the verb to be. I am. Amen. He didn't say, "I was," or "I'm going to be." He said, "I am." Amen. Every day, he's "I am." Hallelujah. He's not any older today than he was a million years ago. He's just "I am." Every day when it starts, he's "I am." When the sun sets, "I am." He's ageless. God is eternal. The Bible starts out by saying, "In the beginning, God." He was already there. At the beginning of what we know as creation, God was there. He already existed, and he was "I am" back then. Just "am." He was there. I don't know. I've tried to figure that out. I don't have the proper arrangement up here to do that. I just blow a fuse, and then it just all goes blank. And I go, "Try not to figure that out. God, how did you get there? And how? I don't know. I just can't figure it out. It's beyond me. I'm fresh out of omniscience, and I can't figure all of God out." He said, "My ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts." So we'll never figure God out. If you could, then that would make you as smart as God, and that ain't going to happen. There's some smart people in the world. Some of them believe some dumb stuff, but they're smart people. But then they gave up on trying to figure out God and went to trying to figure out an alternative route, how this happened. Amen. Well, and then they call me ignorant because I don't believe what they say. I'm sorry. It's either believe you or the Bible, and I just have faith in the Bible. It's just that simple. This has never failed. It's always been true, and it always works out, and God does everything he said he's going to do, and he's done everything he said he'd be, and so I just have confidence in him. And what I've learned about science is it changes every day. It does. Things they taught me when I was in high school, if I taught a high school class today, they'd kick me out. They said, you're teaching a bunch of lies. Well, it wasn't lies when you taught me that. You told me that was true. When I was in school 30, 40 years ago, this is what you said was honest and true and right. And now here you are telling me I'm a liar for teaching what you taught me. That tells you just how much you can trust in science. And yet every day they state it like it's a fact. You've got to believe this. We discovered this and we know it to be true until we disprove it. Until something better comes along, you've got to believe what we say. On whose authority? Amen. I'm sorry. I can't, every time I get on this subject, I get a little sidetracked because I just believe what the Bible said. Amen. And I believe that if you can't believe Genesis 1 and 1, there's no sense in going any further. I meet people all the time that are trying, they try to, oh, you don't believe in the theory of evolution? Not like they teach it, I don't. Amen, I don't. And, you're not very educated. I may not be, but I'm smart enough to figure that out. Amen, that you change every day, and you want me to have faith in a system that's constantly changing. And the same things you told me were true. A month ago now, somebody comes along and said, oh, we were all wrong about that. And then you want me to believe you. But there's a God that His Word has been around for 6,000 years. And He's never one time lied or misspoken. We don't call it lying anymore. We just misspeak now. We're misspeakers instead of liars. Amen. But nonetheless, God's never misspoken. He's truth. He was then, He is now, He will ever be. He's I am. He's just I am in the beginning God. Amen. The Bible said He was He's without beginning of days or ending of days. That's eternality. It's something beyond my understanding. He's from everlasting to everlasting, whatever that means. But God is, He's eternal. And He just is simply I am in the present tense, always in the present tense. God is, although He can go into the past, He's not past. Yesterday He was I am. Today He is I am. Amen. Tomorrow He will be I am. And so there's not a tomorrow with God. He every day He's I am. God dwells in the eternal present. He just is. Amen. And God is always steadfast. The Bible calls Him unchanging. The fancy word theologians use is immutable. He's immutable because He doesn't need to change. We all need some changes in our lives. We don't like changes, do we? Most people are comfortable just like you are. Shake your head like this right here. You're right, Brother Grissom. I don't much like change. I read somewhere the only human being that likes change is a baby with a wet diaper. He believes in change. But most of us, we get real comfortable just like we are, and we don't want to change. Amen. But God doesn't change because He's perfect, and He doesn't need to change, and He can't change. And so God is, He is always perfect, and He's always the same, and He's changing. Amen. He said, I am Jehovah, I change not. Amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. God is he's the same being. He's the same in His oneness. There's always just been one God. There'll always be just one God. This thing wasn't put together by a committee. You know what they say a camel is? A camel is a horse that was put together by a committee. There was not a committee in the creation. God said, amen, and it just happened. He didn't confer with two other gods to get it going. Amen. It's just one God. It's just one God. Amen. Hallelujah. And He's always holy. He's always been holy. He always will be holy. He's always been pure. He'll always be pure. He always has been perfect. He always will be perfect. Amen. You see, that's awful simplistic, preacher. Yeah, and I like it that way. Amen. At least there's something perfect in the world. At least there's something left that's pure in the world. Amen. I get so tired of everything being lewd and everything being having some snickering about stuff all the time with some dirty connotation, some filthy mind taking nice, good, wholesome words and turning them into something that has an alternative meaning and messing up the language and messing up people's lives and exposing things that ought to be covered. And it's just I'm telling you, it's a messed up world, folks. It's a messed up world. Amen. It's a travesty, really. What we're having to, and it's sad that people buy into that. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know why a woman would dress her daughter to look like a prostitute, because that's the way everybody dresses. Well, why? Why do I have to dress my child like that? Well, I don't want her to stand out. Why not? That's why they dye their hair green and purple and red and orange and every color under the rain, because they want to stand out. They want to be different. They want to show their individuality. Amen. Well, just try being holy. You'll really stand out. Amen. Yeah, you'll stand out. You'll shine like a light in the darkness. Amen. Yes, you will. Because you just stand up for what you believe. Amen. Don't be wishy-washy. Grow a backbone. You'll stand out. Amen. And so God is still holy. And He still has a people, thank God, that are holy. And God is sovereign. I like the fact that God is sovereign. Amen. That makes some people nervous. Praise God. But I'm glad there's absolutes in the world. And that everything's not situational. And, well, that was true yesterday, but it's not true today because, well, we changed. Well, that didn't mean God changed. Some people have tried to change God. You ain't going to change Him. He's immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you might as well just figure out how He is, because that's the way He was and is and is going to be, because He doesn't change. God's sovereign. Amen. You can't persuade God. You can't make God do something. I've heard people preach faith like it's some kind of a chain you pull and you get enough faith. God just, He's like some little train thing that has to act because you got faith. You don't understand what faith is. Faith is finding and doing the will of God. That's what faith is. Faith is discovering what God wants. You get in line with it. That's what faith is. Faith's not making God succumb to your will and do what you want to do, and you're the God of the universe, and you have such great faith, and you're so spiritual. You. It's all about you. You got a messed up theology. Amen. It's about Him. He's the center of it all. God is sovereign. And He says it, and that's the way it is. Amen. I like the fact that God's got a backbone. And I can't turn on the tears and melt Him. If He's right, He's still right. Amen. My tears are not going to change right. Hello? Have you ever seen parents crumble when kids turn on the tears? If you let that work very long, you'll mess up your kid. Can't do that. Right is still right. Oh, but I don't want to disappoint them. Well, they'll get used to it. Life's full of it. You ever been disappointed? Did you survive? Amen. Hurt your little feelings for a little while? But you got over it, didn't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. My. I better not go there. I'm trying to stick with what I'm supposed to be doing here. But God's sovereign. He sees through it. God's mature. I like that. God's mature. Amen. And I thank God, but there's still some maturity left. Amen. I forget the guy's name, but he was teaching teachers how to teach and parents how to parent. And he gave this mom a list of things that she was having a problem disciplining her little boy. And so he gave her a list of what to do. And she went home and he come back the next service, the next meeting, and said, "How'd it go?" And she said, "Oh," she said, "I just couldn't. He's so cute. I just couldn't. And he said, "Well, the next exercise," he said, "hold this mirror in front of your face. Look into the mirror and repeat after me." And so she gets to the mirror. She looks in it and he says, "Now say this. Weenie, 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 weenie." Amen. God's not a weenie. Amen. You don't move him around. God knows what's right, and he sticks with what's right. And if he finds some that won't do it, he just lets them go their way, and he finds some that will do it. But he doesn't change his plan. He doesn't lower his standard. Thank God for that. That's a good thing, folks. That's a good thing. I read a week or two ago in Florida, too many people were failing the test, so they just changed the test. That's how you do that, and then nobody fails, right? But that's not life. Life doesn't work that way. Amen. You just keep lowering the standard. There won't be one. But God's not about that. He didn't come down to your level to stay here. He came down to our level to lift us up to where He is. He said, "I don't want you to stay in this condition. I came to get you out of this condition." God didn't put a band-aid on humanity's problems. God said, "I'll make you a new man. I'll make you a new creature. I'll give you a new heart. I'll put my spirit within you. I'll transform your life." He didn't just come to patch stuff up. He came to make us right, to lift us out of this condition, and help us to be right and to be good and to be holy and to be pure. He's the I am. I am. Amen. He just said to Moses, "You just tell him I am." Amen. The Bible, he said before Abraham was, "I am." How can, they said, "How can that be? You're not even 30 years old yet. You're saying they're 40 years old." He was 30. But he said, "How can you say that you were before our father Abraham 1,500 years ago? How can that be?" Amen. Well, how was it that he's the son of Abraham, but he's the God of Abraham? How can he be David's son? And David said called him his Lord. How are those things? He's Messiah. He's I am. Amen. He was there in spirit before he was here in flesh. Flesh was a temporary condition. Amen. So he could experience life like us and be all that we need for our condition and for our time. But he's I am. He said, "I am Alpha and Omega." Alpha is the first letter, Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. Amen. And so he said, "I'm Alpha and Omega and everything in between." You know what you can do with an alphabet? You can make any word that exists and some that don't exist. We're always making up new words, aren't we? Yeah. We make up new words all the time. We get a new thingamajig, it needs a name, we just make a name for it. We just put some letters together and that's what we call it. You know, there was a time there was not a computer, so somebody figured out something that would compute and they called it a computer. Amen. So we're always making up names for stuff all the time. And some of us make up words real often. It's a thingamajig. It's whatchamacallit. It's a hoochamadooler. I don't know. Just make up words, you know. Something that works. Amen. But he's everything. He's Alpha, he's Omega. And so any need that you can create, he's the solution for it. Any problem that you'll ever have in your life, he's the answer to it. Because he's Alpha and he's Omega. He was there when it started. He'll be there when it all ends. Amen. And then he'll take it from the end and he'll take it further than that. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, which was, which is to come. And listen to this, the Almighty. You know, there can only be one Almighty. There can't be three Almighties. There can't be. It's impossible. There can only be one Almighty. If there's one Almighty, the other twos are less than mighties. There can just be one. Amen. I'm the Almighty. He said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. If he's got all power, then nobody else has any. Amen. So if the Father is separate from the Son, don't pray to the Father. He can't help you. He gave it all to the Son. And if the Holy Ghost is different than the Son, don't pray to the Holy Ghost because he gave it all to the Son. Amen. But that's not the way it works. They're roles. They're one and the same. How many of you see up here today? You see more than one, get your glasses checked. Check your blood pressure. Go to the emergency room. Check it out. I'm just one. Amen. I'm a father. And I'm a son. And I'm a husband. And I'm a pastor. And I'm a jack of all trades. I'm whatever it needs to get the job done. Amen. But you just see one up here. I have many roles. I have many relationships, different relationships with different people. And yet I'm just one person. And God's the same. They're just one God. Amen. He was the Father in creation. And he was the Son in redemption. And he's the Holy Ghost in regeneration. But it's just one God. There's just one God. There's just one God. Amen. He's not a committee. Amen. He's one God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just one. And so he said, I am. And that's what he is. I am. I am. Amen. I am. So whatever situation you find yourself in, he's Alpha and Omega. He's all sufficient. He can do anything at any time that you will ever need. Amen. And then the Bible said that he came to make us becomers. He came into his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And so he didn't come to leave us in our condition. Amen. But he came to get us out of our condition. He made us becomers. Amen. What are you becoming? Are you becoming more like him? That's our goal. That's our challenge. That's our mission. Is every day to be more like Jesus Christ than we were yesterday. If you didn't do very good yesterday, do good today. Amen. Yesterday's gone. Forget about it. It's all over. It's a new day. You can become today what you were not yesterday. Did you fail? Get up. Amen. Become today what you were not then. Amen. You're a becomer. Hey, that's what it's all about today. Each of us, we're becoming. We're getting better. We're working on we're striving forward. Amen. And so he made us to be becomers. He said, I will make you to become fishers of men. That's not what you were, but that's what you're going to be. Amen. Thank God I'm not what I was. What was Bill Gates that wrote a song? He said, I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. Thank God I'm not what I was. Amen. I'm better now than I was then. If you don't like this, you sure wouldn't like that. This is the new and improved model. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're becoming. And so he is, I am. He is, I am. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad today that I know who I am is. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's not the great has been. And he's not great I'm going to be. I know some of those. But he is I am. He is I am. If he could do it for Moses, he can do it for us. If he did it for Abraham, he can do it for us. If he did it for Israel, he'll do it for the church. Amen. If he did it for Jairus, he'll do it for you. Whatever it is, he is I am. He is I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just need to make up our minds what we're going to do about it. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to follow? Are we going to obey? Amen. It's all about falling in love with Jesus and staying in love with Jesus, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Amen. I read a story some time ago about a man that went to the airport a family that went to the airport to pick up the father and the wife and the daughter were there, and the father saw him, and boy, they ran to one another, and they threw their arms around one another, and they were hugging and smiling, and I mean, they were just glowing. You could tell they're so excited to see one another. And a girl standing by said, "My," she said, "how long you been gone anyway?" He said, "Man, I've been gone 2 whole days." And she said, "You know what? When I get married," she said, "I hope my relationship's like that." He said, "Oh no, oh no." He said, "Don't hope. You decide. Don't hope. You decide. You make up your mind. This is how it's going to be." Amen. You see, that's a lot of problem in life is people haven't decided yet. They're still in the hoping stage. Amen. They had made up their mind. This is where it's going to be. Amen. But you decide. And we got to make some decisions about God. Is He God? Is He Lord in your life? We got to make some decisions about that. Amen. And so as the family walked away, she stood there looking at them, and her friend came up and said, "What are you looking at?" She said, "My future." She decided. It's about deciding, folks. Got to make up your mind. Amen. Make up your mind about God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together today. You know, nobody can do that for you. You have to decide for yourself. Moses had to make a decision. And he made the right one. He didn't know what he was getting himself into. But my, what a 40-year adventure. And here we are, nearly, 3,500 years later, still talking about it. I'd say you made a right decision. Amen. And there are people who lived 3,500 years ago, nobody will ever know who they were unless God tells us. But we're still talking about Moses because he made a right decision. Amen. How about you? Are you ready to make a right decision? Amen. God is, I am. Amen. He's what you need. He's what you need. He's what you need. Amen. He's what you need. He's what you're looking for. You know, a lot of people don't even know what they're looking for. They keep looking and they keep searching and they keep being disappointed because they haven't found what they're looking for. They buy this and they buy that and they do this and they do that. And they if everybody says that's the right one and they try that one and that's not the right one, and they're still disappointed. Amen. But I am is what you're looking for. He is. How do you know that, Brother Grissom? Because I've known a lot of people, thousands of them, in different countries and different places, different languages and different cultures. And every one of them, when they found him, they said, "This is it. It's what I've been looking for." I've never met anybody yet that was filled with the Holy Ghost that said, "Nope, that wasn't it." Not one. Not one. Out of thousands and thousands of people that I've met throughout different parts of the world, I've never met not one that ever said, "Nope, this is not it. This is not it." Every last one. Even those that said, "Well, I'm not living it right now, but that's it. That's it." Amen. So I invite you to meet the I am today. I can do that with total confidence. See, whatever you need, he's going to be more than that. He's going to be more than, he'll supersede every expectation. Amen. And I invite you today, somebody, if you need him in your life, in your heart, I just invite you to come right now. Jesus, you know what I need. I don't know what I can even put it in words. I don't even know really what to say.